Hey, yoga buddies, guess what? I have recorded so many classes for you to practice to that my quite decent laptop gets full regularly. And so I haven't recorded a new class in a while. So here I am preparing and introducing some classes for you that are several months old, but just as good and unique and whatever happened in that class, present moment stuff, as always. This one is from March of 23 and is now almost August, and I'm just giving you this intro. This is a 75-minute practice, great for if you just have a little bit less time, but super good too. And if you're listening to this in August of 23, I just wanted to let you know about a couple of things coming up. I'm doing some immersions, weekend immersions, one in September and one in October. It's the first part of what is a teacher training, the first part being the sort of deepen your practice, get really into it, acquire a bunch of perspective and things, theory, practice, etc. And then the second half of the training will be going from later October through January, and that's actually the techniques of managing energy, teaching technique, and instructing the class. But I wanted to let you know about the September and October weekends in case you listen and want to spend a long weekend in Michigan in the beautiful fall. Information on that is on our website, yogaismedicine.com. And if you go over to the resources menu, you'll see a teacher training submenu. And that's where you can find all the info. Please feel free to email me if you have any questions. It'd be awesome to meet some of you out there. I know lots of you practice and I hear wonderful things from you by email quite regularly, so keep that coming, and hope to see you soon. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful practice. Enjoy. Let us begin with the breathing exercise, and just step by step, breath by breath, see how it goes. Feet together, please, toes and heels touching each other. Body weight slightly to the heels. Interlace all 10 fingers, knuckles touch underneath the chin. Keep a little contact and pressure between chin and knuckles. Stand up as tall as you can, chest lifted, pull the abdomen in, and begin, please. Inhale, breathing. Keep the chin down. Breathe in by the throat, elbows up as high as possible, full inhale. Exhale, breathing, head goes up, open your mouth, good sound. Push the chin all the way back with the knuckles, hands come together, elbows together. Inhale, breathing, slowly head comes down. At the same time, elbows lift up as high as possible, look for the rib cage expanding in the mirror. Exhale, breathing, head up. Lift the center of the chest up at the breastbone, shoulders relax, pull the abdomen in more and more. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, four, five, six, hold it. Exhale, one, look up, two, look back, three, across the ceiling, four, try to see the wall behind you, elbows at the end together. Inhale again, head down. Pull the abdomen in, rib cage expands to the maximum. Exhale, breathing, head up, open your mouth wide, push the chin with the knuckles, look all the way back, elbows touch at the end. Inhale, one, mouth closed, two, three, halfway, four, that's it, five, elbows up, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, look back, four, shoulders relax completely, elbows together. Again, please inhale by the throat. Suck in your stomach. What this does, it helps you lift up the chest, helps you expand the rib cage more. Very good, Denise. Exhale, breathing now. Chest up, stomach in on the exhale too, keeping the spine nice and straight, only bending the neck. Inhale, breathing, head down. Keep the body weight to the heels, ankle bones squeezing in together, inner thighs squeeze in together. Exhale, breathing. One, look up. Two, look back. Three, four, pull the stomach in. Five, use your extra strength. Six, inhale, head down. Keep the maximum body weight to the heels. Chest up, look forward. Exhale, breathing, look up and then back. Eyes open the whole time. Try to see more and more, but keep the chest up, stomach in. Inhale, two more in the first set. Look for the rib cage, this whole chest area to expand out to the sides in the mirror. Exhale, breathing. Center of the chest now lift up. The ribs squeeze in as you exhale, but try to keep breastbone and upper back lifted. One more. Go ahead, please. Looks good. Jess, elbows separate and lift up. Stretching the sides of the body. Intercostal muscles stretching here. Exhale, breathing. Push the chin slowly back. Let the shoulders relax. Chest up. That's it, Tracy. Exhale completely. You can change when you're done. Arms down by your sides. Second set. Interlace all 10 fingers. You can switch the interlacing. If you always have the same thumb on top, you can switch it all up. It'll stretch the nerves just a little at the index fingers, you may notice. All right, so hands underneath the chin. Does that make sense, Jasmine? It's not just the thumb, it's a whole every finger. Yeah? Yeah. Okay, you're welcome. I get it. That's how I thought it used to mean, too. Okay, chest up, stomach in. Let's begin. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, halfway, 4, 5, 6. Exhale, 1, look up, 2, mouth open wide, 3, 4, push the head back, 5, 6. Great, Carolyn. Inhale, again, head down. Try to bring in the same amount of air on each of the 6 counts of the inhale. Super steady, full lungs. Exhale, breathing. Now removing the same amount of air on each of the 6 counts of the exhale. A little extra strength at the end of it. Inhale, breathing, head down. Keep the maximum body weight to the heels. So much, any more, you'd feel like you're going to fall down backwards. Good. Exhale, breathing, head up. Maintain maximum body weight on the heels. Chest up, shoulders relaxed. Exhale all the way. Inhale, breathing. Pull the stomach in. So for you, you have your maximum depression of the abdomen. Exhale, breathing, head up. Push the chin back. Everyone is going to look like themselves in the posture, a little bit different from person to person, elbows together. Inhale, breathing, head down. But you have a similar attempt, same attempt using each area of the body. Exhale, breathing, head up, push the chin back. Let the shoulders relax, chest lifted towards the ceiling, elbows touch, very nice. Inhale, head down. Now when you think you've breathed in all the way, just a little more, breathe in, elbows up, chest up, ribs expand. Nice, exhale, breathing, push the head slowly back. And same as you get towards the end of the exhale, try to push out more air, stomach in all the way. Inhale, 1, mouth closed, 2, 3, halfway, 4, elbows up, 5, look straight ahead, 6, exhale, 1, look up, 2, mouth open, 3, stretching the face, 4, including the jaw, 5, 6, 2 more in the second set, inhale, breathing. Last 2, take the deepest inhale you can. Exhale, breathing, head up, push the chin back. We are improving the strength now of the exhale. Try to push out more air. Last 1, take your time, inhale, breathing. So maximizing the strength of the inhalation muscles. This is a muscular activity. When you're done, exhale, breathing, head up. Both the inhale and exhale strength, very important. Push out as much air as you can. That sounds great, Jana. Elbows come together at the end. Okay, very good. Arms down by your sides. So in each posture, we're going to breathe uniquely to each posture. We're going to change the shape of everything inside in the torso and learn how to breathe there. So we're going to use different parts of the lungs, different parts of the breathing apparatus, different pressure to the abdominal and pelvic organs. So it's wonderful. This whole class, you could call it a breathing exercise. All right, so breathing by the nose. Do your best to do that smoothly. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a nice deep breath, stretch up. Bend right and left a few times. All the way up to the ceiling, you stretch each time you pass through the center. Just a little warm-up for the muscles, shoulders, just figuring out a little bit of coordination here, even on the warm-up. Keep the breath as steady as you can, body weight to the heels, and just focusing forward in the mirror. When you can't stretch up anymore, come back up, stop in the middle. Throughout the posture, maximum body weight on the heels. Push your hips forward from behind, opening up the front of the hips and pelvis. Suck in your stomach, too. Arms back, good chin up. Just keep the neck visible in the mirror the best you can. Now one more big deep breath. Suck in your stomach, try to touch the ceiling. Slowly bend your upper body to the right side of the room without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. Continuously push your hips to the left side of the room. You create a stretch on the left side of the body, bones to the skins. Way deeper and more comprehensive than simply a muscle stretch. So push the hips off center to the left. Suck in your stomach, body weight on the heels, and then you breathe as smoothly as possible, as deeply as possible in the posture, according to the posture. So hold the stomach in. When you inhale, lift the breastbone up a little bit and chin up. So this not only helps with rib cage opening here on the front side, but strengthens the upper back. As you come down more, keep both hips in one line parallel to the mirror. Right shoulder a little bit forward, opening up the chest and rib cage. Now squeeze the palms, reach over to the right side. Good, Matt. Come down, push, stomach in, push. And hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle, weight to the heels. Hips forward from behind, depression of the abdominal wall. Chin up and arms back. Now one more deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin, left side, please. Squeeze the palms, pull. Imagine someone's pulling you by holding the hands palms together over to the left side of the room. This helps you stretch all over right side of the body, inside out bones to the skin, especially at the armpit, rib cage, tricep area. This part is often where it's tight or a little bit stuck. And if that's the case, or if you feel a little tightness in the shoulders or neck, when you inhale, energize the grip, squeeze the grip, and reach over to the left side. Now, when it starts to feel like you're going to fall down to the left, push your hips to the right more and more until it almost feels like you're going to go too far to the right. So you find the nice balance 50-50 of reaching to the left and pushing hips to the right. That's right, Denise. Keep the right hip and thigh forward so the pelvis is straight onto the mirror. Left shoulder a little bit forward. Looks great with the shoulders, everyone. Come down, push stomach in, lift the chest up, hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Very nice. Next is the backward bend. Take a deep breath, full lungs. With your eyes open, drop your head all the way back. Look straight back behind you. Now reach up once with your arms, and now arms go back towards your ears. Try to touch the wall behind you, bending your entire spine, coccyx to the neck, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. Push the upper body back so you can let the upper body drop back a little bit. As you exhale next, push your hips forward. Take some nice big inhales. Push the stomach forward and thighs forward, maximum body weight on the heels. Now tip the chin back a little bit more, stretching the throat. Try to touch the wall behind you. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Stop in the middle, take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. You can come forward, bend your knees, put your hands on the floor in front of you. Always suck in your stomach when you come forward. And once your hands are on the floor, move your hips back and forth, right, left, right, left. If you keep the heels down, please, and just bend one knee at a time, you'll get more movement at the lower back, pelvis, hip joints. There you go. Hands to feet poses. Next, reach around, grab the heels from behind, pinky fingers touching each other side by side, elbows behind the legs, touching on the calf muscles throughout the posture. If you can't grab the heels, you can grab outsides of the feet or even underneath the toes initially. Pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. Elbows behind the legs as much as you can, touching on the calf muscles throughout the entire posture. Continuously pull on the heels, touch your stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. Exhale, breathing, bring the face to the legs, or as close as it will go right now. So put the effort in, and where it ends up, it just happens to be. Pull on the heels, push the knees back now to create a stretch all over underneath the legs, maintaining no gap between chest and knees. That's great, Denise. No gap anywhere between upper body and lower body. Now pull on the heels, roll body weight forward to base of the toes, push the knees back and hold it, breathing by the nose. Change. Bring your hands back together in front of you and release grip. And you can come back up to the top. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Another opportunity for a full inhale and arms down by your sides. All right, second set, half moon pose. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways, hands palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. All at once, weight on the heels, inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Slowly bend your upper body, but reach also over to the right side of the room, using your strength to create some mobility. All of that, though, the strength and the mobility created with your attention on the details of body part placement, muscle contraction. So weight is on the heels, squeeze inner thighs together. Lower abdomen, try to pull it in. This is going to help you with lifting the chest, expansion of the rib cage. That's it. Come down a little more, keeping both hips in one line, parallel to the mirror. Right shoulder, chest, and armpit forward. Looks great, Carolyn. Now come down for five. Breathe smoothly. Four. That's it. Three. Keep the chin up. Two. Reach over to the right side. One. Excellent. Inhale, breathing, come up. Chin up a little bit, arms back, take a deep breath, stretch up and over to the left, push your hips to the right. Without bending the elbows, without bending the knees, and if they bend right now, you just say, I am trying to straighten the elbows, and you do it in that moment. So it's very simple, direct communication from the thought to the effort. And how far it goes, fine, you just observe that. You'll see it change as you practice more. Come down a little more, five, squeeze palms, four, three, nice deep breath in, two, come down, one. Inhale, breathing, come up. Next is backward bending. Take a deep breath, eyes open. Lift the chest up, drop your head back, and now arms go back. Push your upper body back, not just letting gravity do the back bend, but squeeze the palms and reach back. If the elbows are a little bit bending, straighten the elbows little by little. Push the upper body back little by little. The whole spine backward bends, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. Take a deep breath in. On the exhale, hips forward, stomach and thighs forward, squeezing thighs together, standing tall on the legs. Everybody go back. You can do it. Reach back. Look for the floor behind you. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Stop in the middle. Inhale, breathing. Bend your knees on the way down. Suck in your stomach. Hands on the floor. You can exhale on the way down whenever you fold in a forward bend or rounded spine, you can exhale. Grab the heels as soon as you can. If you need some warming up, go ahead, please. Otherwise, grab the heels. So you can work towards having more time in stillness at the limit of your posture in that moment, which will be subtly different from day to day, from time of day, morning to night, but even on an hourly basis, body's a little bit different each day. Pull on the heels to stretch the upper body down from the lower spine towards the floor. Body is different based on what is digesting from earlier today and yesterday, from hormones, from weather, all kinds of things. Pull on the heels, slowly, gently push the knees back to create a stretch all over backside of the legs, as well as stretching the spine down towards the floor. Roll forward so you have body weight to the base of the toes. When you exhale, push the knuckles into the floor, base of the toes down, push the knees back. One day legs locked with upper body pressing to the legs. Change, bring the hands back together. That looks great. Jasmine, arms and head together, come back up. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Arms down by your sides. Do your best to stand tall, lift the chest and inhale. And then exhale, and then we start the next posture. Awkward pose, move the right foot out to the right, about 6 inches, feet parallel to each other throughout the posture. Inhale, breathing, bring your arms up in front of you. Tricep muscles contracted, all 5 fingers together on each hand. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, stomach and sit down, feet flat position. Arms look very strong, Tracy, good. Keep reaching forward, that's it, Denise, with shoulders down. Stick your hips out behind you and sit down until the thighs are parallel to the floor. Good sitting down, mom. Now lift your chest up, suck in your stomach. Lean your upper body back as much as you can. Hold here, breathing by the nose. Breathe. Inhale, come up. Excellent. Stillness, second part. All the way up on the tiptoes, please, as high as you can. When you inhale, suck in your stomach, lift the chest, spine, top of the head up towards the ceiling. Better upright spine, Jeff. Good. Now focus one point in the mirror. Sit right down on the tiptoes. Push the heels up as high as possible. Push the knees up. Come all the way up on the tiptoes. The front of the ankles that you can see in the mirror, push forward. That's it. Push big toes down, heels up. Push big toes down, knees up, sit down till hips touch the chair, but hips do not go below the level of the knees. Nice, Matt. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet flat for just a moment. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Squeeze the knees together. Take a deep breath. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and then slowly sit down. Every time you inhale, pull the abdomen in. Expand and lift the rib cage as much as you can. It may take hundreds and even thousands of attempts for you to realize you're doing it or for the body to understand that deep breath in with abdominal wall depression and rib cage expansion. There are times when we breathe with the abdomen moving and times when we breathe with the abdomen depressing and firm. Inhale, come back up, leaning against the imaginary wall behind you. Trying to hold the abdomen in, this will help you use the muscles on front of the hips as well. Good, right foot steps back to the left, arms down by your sides. Next is Eagle Pose, Garudasana. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, full lungs. As you exhale, swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again, grab your hands right in front of the face, thumbs close to the face, pinky fingers towards the mirror. Pull your elbows down so the fingertips go below the nose. Now bend your knees, sit down as low as you can with body weight on the heels, upper body back a couple of inches. Stay low, sitting down, right leg lifts up over the left, please. Cross and twist your legs like ropes. Put the right foot behind the left calf muscle. All 5 toes visible in the mirror. Now the key is smooth breathing. So if you start to have chaotic breathing or you realize, oh, I'm holding the breath sometimes, just try again. Smooth out the breathing. This will help your energy, focus, relaxation, and stamina. Pull the elbows down. Sit down with the body weight slightly to the heel. And then line up your hands, elbows, knees, and feet the best you can in the center line of the body right below the nose. Change, come up, feet together, inhale, breathing, arms over the head. Left arm, underneath the right arm, cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs close to the face, pinky fingers towards the mirror. Find to interlace the fingers, working to get the palms matching, pressing to each other. That looks good, Jess. Elbows down, sit down in the chair, body weight on the heels, upper body back. Stay low with the hips, left leg only moves, lift it up over the right leg. We're trying to create pressure, bones to the skin by twisting the legs and arms like ropes. Excellent for the circulatory systems of blood and lymphatic fluid. So whether you sit down super low, whether the foot wraps or not, you anyway get the benefits of creating the pressure. Sit down with weight on the heel, then bring knees to the left a little bit, hands palms to the center line underneath the nose, lining up hands, elbows, knees, and feet. Change, feet together, come up. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. All right, when we get to triangle, we'll do 2 sets, and then when we get to spine strengthening on the floor, we will do 2 sets. Up until then, everything else we'll do 1. So it's kind kind of a nice balancing series. A little less. Okay. Start with the feet together, toes and heels touching. Take a deep breath in, suck in your stomach. Pick up the right foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Working up to the two sets of everything is outstanding for stamina and strength, but one set gives you the motion, the range of motion, and the changes in circulation that all the postures give you. So concentrate now deeply on your standing leg. Push the left knee back until the leg is straight. Distribute the weight equally the same all over the left foot, whole leg locked. Inhale, breathing, right leg very slowly, gently lift up and stretch forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor, no higher, no lower. Take a nice deep breath and smooth breathing, especially when the postures are more intense. Kick the right heel forward, flex your foot from the ankle, all 5 toes turning in. Once you can get both legs locked and balanced there comfortably, bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. If the elbows go down below the calf muscle and still you can balance there, on an exhale, tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, touch your forehead on the knee. Change, please. Head up, arms straighten, and feet together, arms down. Take any rest at all that you need. If you feel a little lightheaded, Jasmine, just take any knees, okay? All right. Take a nice deep breath, suck in your stomach, pick up the left foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Thumbs included underneath the foot. Concentrate deeply on your breathing. You will learn to calm yourself with the smooth breath by the nose. It takes time, the body has to understand, but it will get there. Standing leg locked, on the inhale, left leg, slowly, gently lift up and stretch forward until the entire leg is parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, kick the left heel forward, flexing the foot from the ankle, all 5 toes turning in. Once you're balancing there, then the elbows can come down. Make sure the shoulders relax. As you do more or go further in the posture, I want more relaxation of the face and shoulders. More intensity of thighs contracted and stomach in. Go ahead to your limit for 5 more counts. Smooth breathing, 4, 3, all 5 toes turn back, 2, kick the heel forward, 1. You got it, Denise. Change again. Head up, arms straight, and feet together, arms down. Standing bow pulling pose is next. Dandayamana Dhanurasana. Bring the right hand up in front of you, palm facing the ceiling. Reach out to the right, straighten your elbow, grab the ankle from the inside. All 5 fingers together. You've got room. Left arm all the way up in front of you, and then straight up towards the ceiling, palm facing the mirror. Bring the knees together. Inhale, stretch up. Chin up a little bit. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Charge your upper body forward on the left side. Simultaneously, kick the right leg back until you can't kick back anymore. At the same time, upper body turns and twists to the right, so you can push the right shoulder and chest back. Left shoulder reaches straight forward. Left arm fingertips reach forward. Try to touch the mirror. Then kick up, straight up towards the ceiling until you see the foot in the mirror. Toes pointing right up. Keep the standing leg locked throughout the posture. Great shoulders, chest. See if you can come down more and more, but keep the upper left thigh contracted and body weight forward to the base of all 5 toes. This will help you balance. Then when you come down, make sure you are stretching and kicking continuously, simultaneously, equal and opposite. Body down kick, that's great balance, Jen. And now go and touch the mirror. Fingertips 1/4 inch closer to the mirror, shoulder closer to the chin, kick up towards the ceiling. Yes, change. Okay, feet together. Arms down side. Left hand up in front of you, palm up, reach out and grab the left ankle, holding from the inside, all 5 fingers together. Bring the right arm all the way up, palm facing the mirror. And knees together, please. First inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. That's it, Jasmine. Now charge your upper body forward. Keep your head on straight. In other words, the eyes and face stay straight on to the mirror, parallel to the mirror. Kick back as much as you can. So the left shoulder, you can push the left chest, rib cage, and shoulder back, Mom. That's right. As much as you can. Twist the upper body, except for the head, to the left. The head stays on straight, chin forward, look forward. Now kick straight up towards the ceiling. Once you can't kick back anymore, good kicking, Tracy. You can bring the right arm, everybody, down so that it's parallel to the floor. Imagine someone's pulling the right arm with the string forward at the fingertips, a little closer to the mirror. Now body down, keep the right leg locked, right upper thigh muscles contracted, body weight to the base of the toes. Body down, kick, stretch forward, kick up one more time, kick up towards the ceiling. Change when you're done. Okay, Denise. Strong one. Feet together, arms down. Next, we have balancing stick pose. Front row, you can step to the back of the mat if you need room in front of you. Take a deep breath. Everyone, arms overhead sideways, hands palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Nice deep breath in. Big step forward onto the right foot. Now stand tall, balancing on one leg. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, and then come down, upper body down, left leg up. Sole of the left foot facing exactly the ceiling. Good, body down, Jasmine. You can lower the left leg just a little bit more so you're like a capital letter T. There you go. Now stretch from end at the hands to the other end at the left toes, natural human traction. Yes, inhale, breathing, come up. You feel it level right there. It's very good. Chin up, take a deep breath, other side. Big step onto the left foot. That's great and strong, Denise. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. Come down, upper body down, right leg up. Just until you are at the capital letter T from the side shape so that the arms, head, neck, spine, and right leg are parallel to the floor and then stretching, natural human traction. Body down stretch, leg up stretch, look forward on the floor stretch. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms down by your sides. Please step to the left side of your mat for standing separate leg stretching pose. This is a relief for all of that vascular intensity that the body needs to get through the balancing posture, so it's a bit of a rest. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Right foot step out to the right, a nice big step, arms immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Make sure the heels are in one line, feet straight ahead or slightly turning in. First lock your legs, then take a deep breath, stomach in, begin. Stretch your upper body forward from your lower spine towards the mirror, looking at yourself in the mirror for as long as you can, or in the direction of yourself in the mirror. If you can't see clearly, that's okay. When you can't go any further, when you can't see yourself in the mirror anymore, put your hands down, either grabbing the heels from the outside, hands on the floor in front of you, or somewhere in between hands on the floor in front of you and grabbing the heels. Keep all five fingers together on each hand. If you've got the heels and the legs locked, you can pull on the heels to stretch the upper body down. Elbows will bend. Bring the elbows to the shins. Make sure the knees are straight, but not only knees straight, legs locked means the muscles above the kneecaps, that's good work, I'll tell you. Yes, I saw the muscles contract. Upper thigh muscles contract all the way up to the hips. Now roll forward, everybody. Body weight to the base of the toes. Pull on the heels, stretch the body down. Now once you've gotten to the limit right now, see how much you can relax. Other than, of course, the contractions needed for the posture, thighs contract, stomach in, spine stretching down. To change, bring your arms out, head up, and then torso comes up. Inhale, right foot to the left foot, arms over the head, and arms down by your sides. Triangle pose is next, Trikonasana. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways, hands palms together, right foot, take a big step to your right, arms down immediately parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath. First, push the pelvis forward as much as you can until you feel the front of the hip stretch. Then bring the arms back, opening up the chest. Inhale, chest up. Turn your right foot all the way out. Good arms back, Jess, on the setup. Bend the right knee. Sit down all the way. You can bounce a couple of times. Sit down more and more until the right thigh is parallel to the floor. Good, Jenna. Arms back. One more time. Take a deep breath. Tilt the upper body to the right. Right arm on the inside of the right knee. Push your right knee back with help of the right arm. So you're aiming your fingertips between the big toe and second toe. You can always look down and get used to the feeling of aiming between big toe and second toe. Now turn your head, chin to the left shoulder. Take a deep breath, stretch the top arm up, try to touch the ceiling. Sit down a little more, pushing the right foot firmly to the floor. Left leg stays locked, left foot flat on the floor. Turn and twist the upper body back. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Stop in the middle, turn the right foot straight ahead. Inhale, breathing. Push both hips straight forward, arms back. Inhale, chest up. Turn the left foot all the way out to the left. Bend the left knee and sit down. You can bounce a couple of times until the left thigh is parallel to the floor. Get down all the way. Now arms back, stomach in. Take a deep breath. Tilt the upper body to the left. Left arm on the inside of the left knee. Push your knee back with help of the left arm. So you're aiming between the big toe and second toe, and eventually you sit down enough so you touch between the big and second toe, but no weight or pressure on the fingertips. Excellent sitting down, Denise. Now take the top arm, everyone. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Wrist straight, palm and fingers stretching up. Chin to the right, ponytail over the bottom shoulder. Keep the right leg locked. Right foot flat on the floor. Turn and twist upper body back, stretching up and down equally the same. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, turn the left toe straight in. Inhale, right foot to the left, arms over the head. Arms down. Any birthdays today? All right, let's do second set. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways, hands palms together. Big step over your mat, arms immediately parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, push your hips forward, arms back, chest up, turn the right foot all the way out to your right. Go ahead and sit down. You can turn the left toes in, Jess, so your hips turn a little towards me. Yeah, and this, and keep going, hips forward, just push forward. There you go. Now, begin again. Right arm down, left arm up. The straight leg is important, okay? The outer left hip, outer left butt cheek, outer left thigh contract as part of the left leg being locked, left foot flat. And the bent leg, very strong. Push the right foot firmly down. Then you can control and keep the upper body lifted. Breathe more deeply and smoothly. Top arm reaches up. Two arms in one vertical line. Stretch up, stretch down. If you can sit down more, mat with no pain in the joints, sit down more. Try to touch between big and second toe. Good. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Right toes turn in. Take a deep breath. Push both hips forward. Arms back, chest up. Turn the left foot all the way out to the left. Right toes can turn in slightly. Bend the left knee and sit down. Keep the right leg locked, right foot flat. Go ahead into the posture, left arm down, right arm up. You'll maintain a big gap triangle, please, between left thigh and the left rib cage. Good, Jana. Stretch up with the top arm. When you inhale, reach straight up over the head. Try to touch the ceiling, and the bottom arm stretches down. Sit down a little more, pushing the left foot firmly to the floor, getting stronger in the left hamstring, whole left lower body. That's it, Denise. Turn and twist. Turn and twist. Sit down. Touch the toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes turn forward. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head. Arms down side. Standing separate leg, head to knee poses next. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways, hands palms together. Keep your fingers straight. Right foot steps over the mat, a big step, 3 feet minimum. Turn on your heels to the right side of the room. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees, and then bring the left hip forward to get both hips in one line. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin, please. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale. Suck in your stomach and go down front side. Bring your forehead to the knee. If you can't get the forehead to the knee, bend your knee up to bring the knee to the forehead. Then hands in front of the right foot. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight to help with the forward bend and to help push the right knee back. Eventually, right leg straight, but keep the knee and forehead together more importantly. Throughout the posture, back leg locked, back heel pressing to the floor. Shift a little more body weight to the front foot so you can get the right hip up, left hip down and forward, so eventually two hips will be in one line parallel to the floor. Lock the front leg a couple of times. See if you can push the outer edge, Denise, of the left foot down. Yeah, you don't have to turn the foot in. Go ahead, come up. Just working on that control. Yeah, take your time. Okay, once you're all the way up, you can turn and face the left side. Did that make a little sense with the foot? Turn the back foot in 45 degrees. Half of 90, inhale, stretch up. Now go ahead, tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, go down. Now every one of us has different proportions, and the distance between your feet, you want to maximize. However, that's maximum for you. Initially, there may be some muscle tightness, which requires a shorter stance, but over time, you want the biggest step you can between 3 and 4 feet. However, you want to be able to push the back heel to the floor and keep the outer edge of the back foot down. So there is such a thing as too big of a step in the posture. Just find it. Shift the body weight forward so the right hip comes down and left hip comes up. Eventually, two hips in one line parallel to the floor. Maintain maximum compression of the throat, eyes open, breathing as smoothly as you can with the stomach in and the spine rounded forward. Lock the front leg a couple of times. Inhale, breathing, and come up again. Squeeze the inner thighs in towards the center to help with the balance. Once you're up, you can turn and face the mirror. Right foot to the left foot, arms down by your sides. Next is tree pose. Please take one step back to your mat where you started. Feet together, everybody. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Bring your right heel as high as possible on the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. You can grab the front of the right ankle or even the shin with your right hand and underneath at the toes with the left. Once the heel's all the way to the top of the thigh, slowly, very gently, bring the right knee down and back to get two knees in one line from the side. Hips a little forward so the two hips are also in that same plane. Now, suck in your stomach, stretch the whole spine, center of the chest, top of the head up towards the ceiling. Right hand in front of the chest first, thumb at the breastbone. If the foot doesn't slip at all, you can bring the left hand up. But if you have to flex the hips, in other words, or if you have to stick the butt out for the foot to stay up there, just hold the foot and see if you can straighten out. Tailbone down, stomach in. This will help you open up the front of the right hip joint. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Good shoulders, Jess. Everything in one line, shoulders and hips level. Change, everybody. Right foot down. Take your time. Arms down. It's good work. I'll tie a left leg. Lift up. Bring the heel all the way up to the top of the thigh. as high as possible. Your effort is visible. How far you go, I mean, you can go to every possibility of depth in these postures, a tiny bit of depth, a huge amount of depth. Go ahead, heel all the way to the top of the thigh, slowly, gently, left knee down and back. But what matters is your attempt to concentrate, your attempt to listen and integrate and just do exactly what is possible in the moment, not more, not less. Left hand can come up first on this side, thumb at the breastbone. Try to level the hips and the shoulders. Both sides then of the waistband rib cage will be equally stretching up on both sides. If the foot doesn't slip, you can have both hands up in front of the chest. There's no rush. Push the left knee back. See if you can bring the left hip up mat a little bit and left shoulder down. Just stretching straight up, chest up. Good. That's the right way. Tree pose you can change. Left foot down, arms down by your sides. Now for toe stand, start in tree pose. Bring the right heel as high as possible on the left thigh. Middle of the thigh or higher is fine for toe stand. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor. A very slight bend in the knee is fine, but make sure only once the hands are on the floor, then you try to sit down, bending the knee more deeply. So you have control with your hands for how low you will sit. If you can sit down all the way to the heel, walk your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to the left, right knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. From here, before bringing the hands up, stretch the spine up with your strength, lifting the chest, please. Suck in your stomach. Left hand up in front of the chest first, and then right hand up, palms together. To change, bring your hands to the floor in front of you, push the hips up, stand up again in tree pose, and look straight ahead, finishing up. Tree pose you can change. Right foot down, arms down. Inhale, breathing. Left leg lift up. Bring the heel as high as you can. Middle of the thigh or higher is fine for starting toe stand. Look at the floor. Right around the edge of the mat is a good area to look at. Bring the upper body forward and then down. And if you can pick a speck or, you know, colored part of your mat, keep your eyes steady there the whole time. Once you're touching the floor, shift the weight to the fingertips or hands and sit down on the heel. Then arms around to the sides, balancing on the fingertips. Left toes point to the right, left knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Then on your inhale, just like third part of awkward, suck in your stomach, ribs expand. This will help you learn to lift the spine up. Right hand in front of the chest, thumb at the breastbone. Then the left hand up, firming the abdominal wall to control the lower spine, strengthen it, breathing normally. To change, bring your hands to the floor in front of you, push the hips back up. And stand up in tree pose. Everyone look straight ahead. Tree pose change. Left foot down, arms down. Okay, great. Warm up. Everyone turn around, relax on your back. Concentrate on your breathing. Inhale and exhale by your nose. Complete relaxation now of the abdominal wall muscles. Take a few more breaths here. Try to stay with the entire inhale in your mind. You start the inhale, stay with it, and then at some point you start the exhale, stay with it in your concentration. And then again, when the inhale starts, put your attention there and keep it there. You're sort of always either maintaining or restarting your attention. Sometimes you realize, oh, my mind went totally elsewhere, and then you have an opportunity to start from scratch, start fresh with new concentration. Sometimes you'll have sustained concentration for two whole breaths. So that would be an example of maintenance. All right, let's begin wind removing pose. Right leg lift up. Grab the leg exactly 2 inches below the knee, deeply interlacing the fingers and thumbs crossed. We do one set of wind removing pose. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Head on the floor, tuck your chin, look down the center line of the body so the back of the neck stretches and starts to flatten to the floor. Now the leg that's out straight on the floor, you can turn that foot up, flexing it at the ankle, but the leg you're pulling on, keep it totally relaxed, including the toes, foot, ankle, knee. Left shoulder down, both shoulders away from the ears, breathing smoothly the whole time. Change, right leg lower down, arms down for just a moment. Left leg lift up, deep interlacing of the fingers, cross your thumbs. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder, avoiding the rib cage, but creating pressure between left thigh and lower left abdomen. Keep the right shoulder on the floor, so if the body leaned to the left, roll back to the right a little. Tuck the chin, look straight down the center line of the body. Smooth breathing in and out by the nose with your concentration, just like in the rest posture, Savasana. The right foot, the one that's out straight on the floor, you can flex the right foot up, but keep the left leg relaxed totally. Change. Left leg lower down, arms down for just a moment. Now immediately both knees up. In close to the chest, grab your elbows each other. And if you can't reach the elbows, you can grab anywhere on the way to the elbows, starting out with a hand towel between the hands if they don't go together yet, or hooking the fingers, then palms, wrists, forearms. Eventually, you might grab the elbows, but you might stay at the forearms depending on the hip joints. That's still the posture, and it still gives you 100% benefit. Keeping the head on the floor, tuck the chin straight down into the throat. Shoulders away from the ears, unhunched. Now stay here with the pressure between thighs and the abdomen. Breathe in as much as you can. And then exhale by the nose. And then again, inhale. And exhale on your own pace. Wonderful. Change again back to the rest. Heels touching, palms open. Back to Savasana. I have to go digging on the internet for an article I ran into just by chance last week about some researchers linking inflammatory markers in the body to depression and depressive symptoms. It reminded me of the autoimmune book. They were surprised because they've been looking for brain chemicals all this time, right? The theories, you know, send them on a search for brain chemicals, but they actually, in this particular study, found a inflammatory marker that's not a brain chemical proper, right? So I thought that was cool, right? And it's very much in line with the anecdotal evidence from our autoimmune project, where inflammation and depression seem to be linked. So there's always going to be more to understand than we can ever understand. But as we start to understand it, it can be empowering, right? You can say, oh, my brain is in a funk today. I need to go do some anti-inflammatory body practice, right? There, one, my system is one. Okay, let's do a sit-up. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, double jerk, head to the knees. Okay, next is cobra pose. Two sets of each of the spine strengthening postures. You can turn around, lie down on your front side for Bhujangasana. Hands underneath the chest, middle fingertips in line with tops of the shoulders, not too high. Pinky fingers in line with deltoids, glue it down. Distribute the weight equally all over hands, palms. Yeah, you can slide the hands a little bit towards the back wall, Denise, so the elbows stick up a little bit more. Okay, that's a good start. Legs and feet together, hips and thighs contracted. Inhale, breathing, look up towards the ceiling and lift your upper body up using 100% back strength. Push the hands, palms, fingers flat and come up more and more until one day, today or tomorrow, belly button is touching the floor, but everything above the belly button in the air. Now breathe smoothly by the nose. Elbows in, touching the sides of the body. Push your elbows down towards the hips so the shoulders drop down. Chin up, look up, go up, squeezing the back muscles. Change. Lower the chin to the floor. Bring your arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. One of the outstanding aspects of having two sets of a posture is in the first set, you can observe what just happened. Did I hold my breath? Did something tense up that I think maybe I should be relaxing? Did my mind go somewhere? You have an opportunity right now Just a brief assessment. Oh, yeah, wow. I think I maybe took half a breath and then held it. Then you have a second chance today, right after you've warmed up the mind about it, warmed up the body about it, to maybe implement something slightly different if needed. If not, if it went great, fine, you do another one and it goes great again, fine. Chin on the floor, hands underneath the chest, all five fingers together on each hand, legs and feet together. Especially with these back bends, learning to breathe in the back bend is ultimately a tension reliever. That's good, Denise, that looks good. All right, lock the legs, inhale, breathing. Press hands down, lift your chest and rib cage up. Lift your chin up, lift the neck and throat up, collarbones up, but the shoulders down. Elbows, push them down towards the hips. A little bit of pressure between feet and the floor. Good, Jeff. Now, push the face up towards the ceiling. That's better with shoulders. Tracy, squeeze legs together. Come up, three. Look up, two. Go up, one. Change. Chin to the ground. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the left. Big toes touch each other. Heels separate. Next is locust pose. Turn your hands over, palms on the mat. Slide your arms underneath the body until eventually the pinky fingers touch each other side by side. Slide the chin all the way forward, looking in the mirror or towards it. Front of the neck or throat stretches, eventually flat to the floor. Lock your right leg, point the toes, begin right leg lift up, come up to a 45-degree angle, half of 90. Knees straight, toes pointed, come up, leg up without twisting the hips. Grab the floor at the fingertips, push as much of the arms firmly to the floor as possible, hold it. Change, right leg lower down, relax the right leg, lock the left leg, point the toes, begin left leg, lift up, knees straight, toes pointed, smooth breathing by the nose, look forward, eyes forward, now bring the leg up, Matt, you can do it, leg up, go up, more up, hold it, right there, leg locked. Change, nice, Jasmine, left leg down, turn your head in. So the mouth is on the towel, readjust arms a little bit. You can spread the fingers out wide in all three parts, please, of this posture. Grab the floor with fingertips, mouth on the towel, begin both legs. Everybody lift up without bending the knees. Everybody go up, everybody legs up, push the hands down. You can try five more times to get the legs up. Inhale, go up, exhale, lift up, legs one more time. Change, lower the legs. Take your arms out, turn your head to the right. It can be very challenging to breathe in that posture. So just try to keep it moving. Just somehow keep the inhale, exhale cycle going. It doesn't have to feel very graceful. Just try not to hold the breath. If you realize you did, then you get to try again right now. Turn your hands over, palms down. Slide the arms underneath the body. Scoot the hands underneath as much as they'll go. Eventually, pinky fingers touching side by side, rest of the fingers wide spread out. Now chin all the way forward. Right leg lift up, 10 counts, begin, 9, good Tracy, 8, knees straight, 7, pointed toes, 6 towards the back wall, 5, lift up, 4, a little higher please, 3 at the hamstring, 2, that's it, I'll tie 1, change right leg lower down, see if the chin and or collarbones can scoot any closer to the mirror, pushing the upper back down, left leg begin, 10 counts, lift up, 9, 8, toes pointed the back wall, 7, 6, lift from the upper thigh, 5, 4, without twisting hips, 3, leg up, 2, go up, 1, left leg lower down. Now turn the head in, mouth on the towel. Readjust the arms a little bit. Now see if you can grab the floor with all 10 fingertips. Take a deep breath. Both legs lift up, 10 counts. You can do it, 9. Figure out smooth breathing, 8. Even if it's shallow, 7, that's okay. 6, you got it, just 5. Legs up, 4. You can do it, 3. Go up, 1 more try. 1, change. Arms out from that pressure and stretch. Turn your head to the left. The most effective thing you can do after a posture is total stillness and attention. That attention will help you with the stillness and the relaxation. Because when you have attention on your system, you will start to notice, oh, I'm tensing something, or I'm doing something with my thumbs. I didn't even know it. So it'll help you relax and help you be still and get the maximum benefit. First you work, you put the effort into the posture, and then the posture works on you for much longer than the class. Very cool use of time. All right, next is full locust posture. Chin on the floor, bring your arms out to the sides of the body, all five fingers together on each hand, thumbs with index fingers. Bring your legs and feet together, hips and thighs contracted. Inhale, breathing, look up towards the ceiling and lift up using 100% Back strength. Everybody look up. Everybody come up. Arms go up more and more until the fingertips are in line with top of the head, so you can peek in the mirror if you need to. Try to keep lifting arms until you see that arms all the way up. Now lift the chest up, lift the neck and throat up, look up and back for three. Take a deep breath. Two, exhale everything up. One, change, lower down. Arms down by your sides, turn your head to the right. Second set, full locust pose, chin on the floor, bring your arms straight out from the shoulders, all five fingers together. Keep the thumbs with the index fingers, and imagine you're going to touch the wall to your left and touch the wall to your right with the outstretched arms from center of the chest all the way out. Now legs and feet together as one leg. Inhale, everything lift up, arms up. You can check in the mirror now on the way up. Keep going, arms and chest up until fingertips are as high as the top of the head. Higher is okay, but you want to get them there. Now chest up, chest up, chest up. Now take a few inhales and exhales by the nose for three. Legs up more. Two, exhale once more. Come up. One, and then down. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the left. Let everything just be. Absorb, settle, integrate, relax, heal. I'm reading the most wonderful book. I think it's going to be my top book of the decade. I'm not kidding you. It's called On Learning to Heal. I've only gotten 25 pages into it. The person writing it had pretty severe Crohn's disease from age 13 to 23. And so that's kind of informed some things. But one of the main points he's already making is healing takes time, and we have to keep this in our mind. And the healing process is something our body does constantly and naturally and all the time, and keeping that present in when we're trying to feel better, trying to fix something, deal with some challenge in the body. Time needs to be part of the ingredients in the equation. And I know from my experience and from listening to everyone that when you practice this yoga, you support the healing process tremendously, intensely. And then we have this time. The time in Savasana is important, the time that you just come, step outside of the rest of the world. That time is also part of it. So we're giving the time, but also the physical supports and the mental supports, relaxation supports for that process that's already happening, is always trying to happen. We're just saying yes. Let's do this. Okay, bow posture, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside just below the toes, all five fingers together. Knees about as wide as the hips and shoulders, so the arms and legs are like two wheels in one base. Take a deep breath, look up towards the ceiling and kick up without intermission. Knees up, thighs up, excellent, legs up, Jess, very good. Now look up towards the ceiling. Chin up. You can lift the face, neck, throat, collarbones up. Let the arms relax other than the grip. Wrists straight. You can push the inner wrists in towards each other. This is going to help shoulders, chest, and neck relax. Everyone kick. Total spine back bending. Kick up a little more at the end. Change. Knees and chin come to the floor. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. And as part of his main point, he's talking about how we have left the healing element out of the conversation generally in medicine. And so it's just beautiful to think of the potential, right? You can imagine, hey, what if we, at least for each of us reading the book and talking about it and wanting to heal, but maybe we don't have the vocabulary for it. He's got the vocabulary. So that can help us imagine, I want that process. It is a process that's happening, but we've been not talking, not thinking in those terms generally. So it's just beautiful and so inspirational. Let's do second set. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside just below the toes. All five fingers together. Thumbs with index fingers. Hold the feet firmly, but wrists push inward. Go ahead, kick up and look up. Let the arms relax, elbows relax. No pulling with the arms, no tugging, only kicking. Let the arms and hands be pulled up by your kick. The feet pull the hands up, and the hands going up, let the chest, shoulders, and neck stretch. Now kick, roll forward onto the abdomen. Breathe smoothly, 5 more counts. 4, chin up. 3, maintain kicking effort. 2, 1. Arms down by your sides, turn your head to the left. Fixed-form poses next. We'll do one set. Please come up to the top of the mat. Sit on your heels, knees, and feet together. Lift your hips up a little bit. Separate the feet and lower your hips to the floor right between the heels. If you can't sit down to the floor yet, just go as much as you can. This is great for circulation in the legs. Now, if you can get the hips to the floor, put your hands on the soles of the feet. Close to the toes is fine, even on the floor there. And then lean back onto the elbows one at a time. If needed, then head, back of the head, shoulders, whole upper body relax on the floor. Once you're all the way back comfortably, bring your arms over the head, grabbing the elbows. Pull the forearms into the floor, tuck your chin to the chest, and lift the chest and abdomen up. That's good, Mom. You can stay there and lift the chest up any amount, especially when you inhale. Now stay here, breathing normally. Wherever the limit of the posture is, make sure it's not too far so that you can stay, but it's also not far enough. Just right at the limit for this moment. Change. Hands to the feet with help of the elbows. Come up. Chest up, spine straight in the middle. All right, turn around, relax on your back. Another beautiful point being made, again, just in the first 25 pages, is so much that we've been exposed to in the last century, but also beyond, and especially even more recently, is single factor sort of laboratory intervention scientific discussion that then applies to how we think about our bodies. And we want to do, you know, address a comprehensive situation in the body with a chemical, for example, right? Because that's how it's studied generally. And there's not, I mean, laboratories are great and they help us and they're wonderful, but our thinking then becomes conditioned to, I'm going to fix this problem with this one whatever molecule or chemical. And he says I mean, it's so making sense. We then think about our bodies as just strict material. One, this affects that, and just one thing affects a big situation. But as we see in yoga, there's many factors. We're doing many things with our system in this class, and just gives me an appreciation for using the mind, holding still, changing circulation, in a sense, appreciating the system for its complexity. All right, feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath in, and it's natural healing power. Go ahead and sit up. Grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. Let's do half tortoise posture, one set. Also turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. No gap underneath the ankles. Take a deep breath, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross the thumbs. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, hips touch your heels, then stretch your upper body forward from your lower spine towards the mirror. The side edges of the pinky fingers to the floor, if possible, forehead to the floor, but keep the hips back towards the heels. And then when you inhale, neck stretch, arms forward. Look forward, chin a little bit forward, and then exhale smoothly. Stay in the posture and continuously stretch forward, try to touch the mirror. Hold the stomach and take a few more deep breaths, expanding the rib cage more out to the sides and the back. Excellent for the lower parts of your lungs. Arms and head together. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms down by your sides. Okay, turn around, relax on your back. Relaxation of the abdominal wall. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing, full lungs. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, camel posture, two sets. Stand up on the knees at the top of the mat, 6 inches between your knees, 6 inches between your feet. Put your hands on the hips or a little bit higher up on the low back. So start in the jeans pockets area, then over time higher than that. Fingers point straight down if possible. Take a deep breath. That's it, Matt. Lift your chest up, push your hips forward, and drop your head all the way back. Go back halfway, stop in the middle. Let the upper body drop back a little so the feet have some pressure to the floor. Push the hips forward. Right hand down to the right heel, thumb on the outside, four fingers inside. Left hand down to the left heel, thumb on the outside, four fingers inside, full palm grip on the heel. Nice deep breath, everybody. As you exhale, push your hips forward. Push the stomach forward. Push your thighs forward, looking all the way back. First, bring your hands up to the hips. Push the hips forward, chest up, spine straight in the middle. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Hold it. Sit up quickly, then exhale as you bring the head down towards the knees. Second set, camel posture. Turn around, stand up on the knees, 6 inches between the knees, 6 inches between your feet. Hands on the jeans pockets area or up, a little bit more, higher above that. Take a deep breath, chest up. Push the hips, stomach, thighs forward, drop your head back. You'll be breathing into the upper rib cage on the front when you back bend, so you can focus there. It will help you breathe there. Bring the hands down or keep them on the hips or lower spine. Inhale into the upper front of the rib cage. That's where you have the ability to move the best there on the inhales. And exhale, hips, stomach, thighs forward. Everyone continuously keep pushing hips forward towards the mirror. Breathing smoothly, bring your hands back up. Push both hips straight forward, chest up, spine straight in the middle. Turn around, relax on your back. I'm so excited every moment in this room because you guys are doing this for your, not only yourselves, but your everything, you know? You're doing this for your life. The yoga question by my teachers is always asked, what is the most important thing in your life? Your life. And that's the answer, right? Your life, most important thing in your life. When you are coming to practice or practicing wherever you are supporting that. It's not just yourself. It's not just the, sometimes we interpret yourself as being selfish or just me, but you're supporting your life. And when you support your life does so many great things beyond you and within you. So no matter what's going on outside, I walk in here and I'm so in a good mood. Because this process is happening. You guys are doing it. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up. Grab the toes on the way down. Exhale, head to the knees. Rabbit posture. Turn around, sit on the heels. We'll do two sets of rabbit posture. If you need the towel on top of the heels, that's fine. And grab the heels. Thumbs on the outside, four fingers inside. Take a deep breath. Spine straight at the beginning. Then as you exhale, go down front side. Tuck your chin to this chest. Suck in your stomach. Bring the forehead to the knees. Automatically, top flat part of your head touches the floor. Then exhale, breathing. Lift your hips up. Roll forward like a wheel. If the head doesn't get to the knees, just bring it in as close as you can. Just like every other instruction of the class, visualize it. Go as much as you can right now. Lift your hips up until the arms, elbows are straight, and you're pulling on the heels with straight arms. Press the feet firmly to the floor. That's it. Squeeze the heels in towards each other. See if you can get more grip, Jasmine, on the heels, even if hips are not quite as high yet. Good. Push hands down into the heels and lift the shoulders up a tiny bit. That's good. Change. Lower the hips back to the heels. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. That feel all right? Yeah. Just be more kind of grounded without the, oh my gosh, I'm sliding forward forever. It's helpful for the neck, protective of the neck, but also you'll have a more, just, yeah, grounded is the word, steady, okay, posture. Let's do a sit-up, feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, double jerk head to the knees. All right, second set. Rabbit posture, turn around, sit on the heels. Grab the heels, thumbs on the outside. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and then front side of the body, curls up, compact position, forehead to the knees, top flat part of the head touching the floor. Lift up your hips all the way, good grip, Tracy. Until arms are straight, until you feel pulling on the heels or until you feel some stretch of the low spine. Now, even if you don't feel the back stretch, You have more forward bending mobility now than you did an hour ago, guaranteed. Press the feet down. Squeeze the heels in towards each other. But besides even the stretching aspects of the posture, improving circulation to the head. So this is really good. And also some pressure on the head, the muscles, the skull, cranium here. With a little pressure, but not too much. No more than 30% of the weight on the top of the head. Change. Lower the hips down to the heels. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, turn around, relax on your back. So the floor kind of massages your head there. It's nice. When else do you push your head into something? Like never, right? You might get a craniosacral something or scalp massage, but other than that, I'm not usually pushing our head into a surface, so it can be very, very helpful. The cranium, this head bones are not just there. There's, I think at least my conception of the head is like, well, the brain and everything inside is important. The bones are just there. But they're alive. And there's stuff connected, attached on the inside and the outside there that is very much alive. And putting pressure and improving circulation there is important too. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, double jerk head to the knees. All right, turn around, sit facing the mirror, right leg out, left leg in. 90 degrees maximum between the thighs. Sole of the left foot presses against inner right thigh. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Turn your upper body to the right, reach out, grab the right foot just below your toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle. Then exhale, go down front side just like rabbit pose. We just have one set of this posture, so take your time getting into it. Bend the knee if needed. Once the knee and forehead are together, keep them together like glue and push the knee down with the forehead. Little by little, the heel can slide out, right knee eventually straight. Now roll into the center. That's right. Left shoulder down, left rib cage down. So the upper back and shoulders are parallel to the floor. As long as the left knee doesn't hurt, push the left knee and thigh down, keeping two hips equally on the floor. Make sure your stomach is sucked in, especially when you exhale, you can suck it in again. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, good one. I'll tie a left leg out, bend the right knee. Sole of the left foot, right foot, pressing against inner left thigh. Go ahead to the left side. Grab the left foot just below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle. All five toes turn back. Bring the forehead to the left knee or bend the knee up a little bit, bringing the knee to the floor. That's right to drop the right shoulder, Denise. Roll into the center, right shoulder, elbow down. So, yes, now the two elbows equal distance to the floor and your elbows can come in to touch the sides of the calf muscle. Turn all five toes of the left foot back, not only with pulling at the ball of the foot, but try to turn the toes themselves back. Suck in your stomach, and now lower body also. Roll to the right enough so you have two hips equally on the floor, right knee and thigh down, as long as the knee does not hurt. Inhale, breathing, come up. Wow, great stillness. Everybody, bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back. As soon as the hands touch the floor, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the big toes. Two fingers wrap around your big toe. Walk your hips backwards. 5, 10, even 15 times is fine, not too much. Flex both feet back from the ankles, all 10 toes turning in. Get a full grip with the thumb, pointer, and middle fingers. Now take a deep breath, chest up, stomach in, relax your shoulders, slowly push the knees down, continuously pulling the big toes back. See if you can close the grip, Denise, with pointer finger, middle finger, and thumb. Thumb wraps, yep. Bring the thumb around to close it, yeah. And then you can pull harder, which maybe you don't feel like doing yet, but anyway, in time, you'll have a better steadier grip. Now, once the legs are locked, take a deep breath. As you exhale, stretch the upper body forward. I know we're holding it a little longer than you might be used to, so if you need to relax or maybe do 90%, sometimes we do too much, sometimes you hold the breath, but being in the posture involves finding exactly where to be, so it's a little bit of a challenge, but you can breathe smoothly, relax the shoulders and the face, total backside of the body stretches. Inhale, breathing, come up. Okay. Turn around, relax on your back. So we've just done a giant breathing exercise, yeah? We've been bending and moving and compressing and stretching the respiratory apparatus, which I would argue is not even only the lung container of your rib cage and diaphragm, but it's also your blood vessels, Okay, respiratory apparatus goes everywhere that oxygen goes. But more specifically, the breathing, the exercise of the lung container, ribcage, diaphragm, organs there, it's very powerful. All right, feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath, full lungs, hold it. Sit up as quickly as you can, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. All right, have spine twisting posture. Turn to your right, one quarter turn. Bend your left knee in front of you on the floor, and then pick up the right foot, cross it over the left knee. Heel touching exactly the knee corner. Two hips on the floor equally. Make sure you're not sitting on the heel that's to your right. Inhale, left arm up. Try to touch the ceiling, stretching the spine up, then cross it over the right knee. Push your knee back with help of the left arm. The inner elbow stays open, and then just flip the hand over, palm down, either grabbing the left knee on the floor or leaning and trying to grab the edge of the mat there. Right arm behind you on the back, if possible, palm facing out. Otherwise, hand on the floor close to the back so you can sit up as straight as possible. Now take a deep breath. That's good. Chest up, mat. Turn your head to the right. Look to the right without lifting or dropping the chin, without tilting the head. Just twist. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, right shoulder and rib cage push to the right, twisting total spine, right side. Okay, untwist the spine, undo the arms, and then the legs switch. Right leg under, put the left foot flat on the floor, heel touching the right knee corner, right toes point. Make sure you're not sitting on the heel. Two hips equally down. Inhale, breathing right arm up. Cross it over the left knee. Push your knee back. Keep the inner elbow open, and then just flip the palm down. You can lean forward, grab the edge of the mat near the knee. And left arm behind you, hand on the back, eventually palm out. Inhale, sit up as straight as you can, turn and twist to the left. However, I want you to lean forward and to the left towards the doors you came in so that the hips are level and you can stretch the spine up. Look all the way back behind you, left side, twisting joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae. Just each twist a little. Breathe as smoothly as you can. Twist to the left, one more twist. Nice, Denise. Untwist the spine. Great. Undo the arms and relax on your back. I love learning and I love to know why things work, but sometimes we might ask a question like, why is the yoga working the way it is? Why are people needing less inhaler? Why are people needing less of many medications? Why? I want one reason. There may be 10 factors influencing. So it's going to be, we can't put us in a test tube laboratory situation to get that laboratory answer. Although I love all that stuff, here we have a situation with the complexity of each of us in the whole everything doing yoga. So I know the tendency is to chop things up and separate and specialize, but this is one of the reasons I love hearing the stories from people, because we can just build up the story base. Here's what happens when I do this practice, right? Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, full lungs. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale. Double jerk, head to the knees. Okay, let's do the breathing exercise. Turn around, sit on your heels, knees and feet together. No gap under the ankles. If you absolutely cannot sit on the heels, just sit with the spine straight. The arms being locked and shoulders down help you to brace or lock the spine in place, so just the abdomen moves. Everyone focus in the mirror and let's practice exhaling. Begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's it, Matt. Chest up, shoulders down, elbows locked. Good, Jana. Try to move the abdomen, everybody. So keep the chest lifted, ribs as still as you can. The arms being locked help you keep the ribs and spine still. A little stronger. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. Begin. Thank you. little stronger. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great. Take a nice deep breath. You can turn around, and as you're exhaling, relax on your back. And now you have time. 2 minutes minimum. If you can stay for 5, 7, 8, that's extra awesome. But 2 is normal awesome. So you can separate the feet. Being in here at all is absolutely amazing. You can separate the feet, separate the hands. Eyes closed is fine. Eyes open is fine. But now the practice, we withdraw the effort on doing things with the muscles and the challenging of the organs, etc., and the circulation. We remove that. We remove the visual stimulation of seeing what's going on with our body. So you can look with eyes open. Just one, keep the eyes steady. We remove the intensity which forces us to focus. So now in Savasana, you decide. You have more discipline needed to focus now in many cases, which is excellent because it builds that. And you've just focused in many different situations, different types of challenges for your system. And now you can practice focusing in this quiet, sort of non-effortful situation. Just observe and breathe. Let me know if you have any questions on the way out. Please hydrate, of course. Have a wonderful evening. I'll see you tomorrow. Great to see you, Jess. Good class. See you.